Let's hear the man who became known as the musical voice of gay rights in Ireland. His name is Conor O'Brien. He's based in Dublin, and he released an album just before Ireland voted on marriage equality this year. The album grew popular just as the vote passed, and it also marked Conor O'Brien's coming out as gay. Now the album is for sale in the United States, and it is in this country that the artist spoke with reporter Mark Daly.
A busy Seattle pub might be a rather odd place to encounter a modern-day Irish revolutionary, but then again, Conor O'Brien didn't set out to be one.
The main thing that's always spurred me on to make music is the love of melody. I mean, it's a very kind of obvious reason to be a musician, but it's regardless of what the themes are that I'm thinking of or what the lyrical content is, for me it's always just trying to make something beautiful.
Look at the sky, look at the trees, man, it's all the same to me. Look at the cars, look at the birds, and all of these invented words. One body's dying breath is another's birth. What are you running from? What are you running from?
O'Brien's journey from musician to spokesman began in a very traditional pop rock band called The Immediates.
There was so much going on in the songs. It was guitar pop, but it was more.
Roisin Dwyer is just one of the Irish music journalists who adored the group.
I remember everyone was crushed when they broke up. And it was reported, you know, all the band will remain in music with solo plans to be announced soon. Wow, if only we knew what was coming.
For Conor O'Brien's new band, Villagers, what came was three number one albums in Ireland.
I guess you can sort of hear the old albums now and sort of read them differently, because you can sort of hear that a lot of what I was writing about was sexuality and repressed sexuality. But at the time I was doing it, I was very aware of that as well. So I think I was using the feelings that I had of growing up gay in Ireland and sort of that kind of indignant kind of energy and that kind of anger, and I was filtering it and using it to kind of express less specific things, things that perhaps any listener could feel on a more kind of existential level.
Lost, frustration, and keeping secrets. O'Brien's ability to create songs that universally connect has won him praise from such seasoned musical polyglots as Elvis Costello.
When I think of Conor, I think of a very, I don't think confidential is the right word, I would say confiding voice. Yet when he opens his mouth, it's a voice that you listen to immediately, clear and singing now all the more intimately, truthfully.
I've been awake for so long now, just can't get to sleep. You've been tugging at my eyelids. You've been dawning on me, and there's a light coming through the window. But all I can see is the light of your love. You've been dawning on me.
One signpost on O'Brien's journey was a performance with critically acclaimed, openly gay, openly HIV-positive American singer and songwriter John Grant, who's 14 years his senior.
I think I was just surprised that he was so young and that he sounded so wise. It's taken me forever to get to any place where I could maybe say that I feel somewhat comfortable. And he's got it all. I think maybe what's happening is that, you know, with his latest record, he has been able to access himself in a way that he might not yet have been able to.
Grant's courage in bringing his whole self to his music inspired O'Brien to move out of his comfort zone and address issues head-on in his latest release. Still under the name Villagers, but recorded entirely in his home, with O'Brien playing all the instruments.
Throughout the whole creation of the album, I was trying to suppress any sort of bitterness or leftover negativity from homophobic experiences that I've had and from the general low-level home of bigotry that I've experienced since I was born.
Remember kissing on the cobblestone in the heat of the night, and all the pretty young homophobes looking out for a fight. We got good at pretending, then pretending got us good. We've always been up against it, but now it's sad to see we're up against each other in this hot, scary summer.
The album Darling Arithmetic became a sort of soundtrack for the Irish marriage referendum, and O'Brien's understated style of advocacy seems to have captured the mood of the country, says journalist Eamon Sweeney of the Irish Independent.
It's the opposite, I suppose, to, let's say, the Bono approach of here's a bit of a lecture on third world debt or aid or whatever the social issue of the day is. Connor just does it in this totally unassuming, completely natural, completely organic way that, to my mind at least, it just makes it all the more convincing.
I've found in my life there's lots of times when my own personal journey might sync up with something that's happening in a wider societal level, and I don't know, maybe I was tapping into the way things were going and all the feelings of that, and I was expressing that in my own sort of personal way. I don't want to overthink it, you know.
For Conor O'Brien, singing it is enough. For NPR News, I'm Mark Daly.
I believe that I'm part of something bigger. So naive, but I guess I've got it figured. Through these little eyes, I see the world, every woman.